Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So, what do you do when you hear something break in the other room and you run in to see what happened and you see your six-year-old standing there with a ball in his hand and a lamp laying there broken on the floor? It kind of depends upon the attitude and the actions of your six-year-old, doesn't it? I mean, if he's standing there smirking, trying to fight back the laughter with his older brother standing there also, you're probably going to get pretty angry, right? And of course, there will be some swift, if not severe, punishment. After all, he knew the rules, and he broke them, along with a lamp. But if you come into that room only to find your child every bit as broken as that lamp, your child standing there weeping and confessing his wrongdoing and apologizing, you're probably going to hug him and kiss him and forgive him, right? Well, this scenario is the essence of how we apply law and gospel. And these are the two great doctrines of the Holy Scriptures. The law consists of those things that God requires of us or forbids to us, and the punishments associated with the failing to keep and to honor those rules. But the gospel does not require anything of us at all, and there are no conditions or punishments associated with it. The gospel is all about God's love and mercy and forgiveness. And it consists only of God's gracious and unconditional gifts. C.F.W. Walther, a great Lutheran theologian and the first president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, once wrote that, and I quote, "The doctrinal content of all of Holy Scripture, both Old and New Testaments, consists of two dramatically opposite teachings, namely the law and the gospel, and that to distinguish properly between the two is the most difficult and exalted skill of Christians and theologians." But why is it so hard to distinguish between them if they are two exact opposites? I mean, I can see how black and a really dark blue, or black and a really dark brown, might be difficult to distinguish between, especially as folks get older and their eyes worsen. But almost anyone can tell the difference between black and white. Things that are diametric opposites are usually very easy to distinguish between. So, what makes this so difficult? And it is difficult. So much so that Martin Luther once stated this. He said, "There is no man living on earth who knows how to distinguish between the law and the gospel." He said this not because the distinction is so hard to understand. but because the distinction is so hard to apply. You see, we may know in our minds the difference between the law and the gospel, but in matters of life, in matters of experience, the lines become exceedingly blurred. Luther went on to say that when it comes to experience, you will find the gospel a rare guest, but the law a constant guest in your conscience. Walther gives this example to further Luther's point. He wrote, "When Christians are about to enter eternity, they wonder, 'Am I really fit for it?' They recall many Bible passages, among them, 'If you would enter life, keep the commandments.' And they forget that this is law. Then their hearts will say, 'You are not fit. You cannot be saved.' In that moment, they simply cannot distinguish between law and gospel." The moment that we start feeling pretty good and pretty secure and certain in our salvation, the devil comes forward and helps us recall portions of God's word that reveal our sinfulness. We are reminded that all of our righteousness is as filthy rags before the Lord, and that the soul who sins is the one who will die, and that the wages of sin is death, and that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and that the sexually immoral and the greedy and the drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of God, nor will anyone who gratifies the desires of the sinful nature by lying and gossiping and being selfish, and one who is jealous and full of anger and envy. We are reminded by the father of lies that all of the law is summed up in a single command: love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and your mind and your soul and your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. And we are also reminded then how we have failed to keep this one single command. And so we begin to wonder, how can I be saved? How can I be assured of an eternity with God when so much of God's word convicts and confronts me with my sin? So much of his word gives me no hope of reaching God's heavenly kingdom. Only through the gospel. Yes, it is true. The wages of sin is death. But it is also true that the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And although the sting of death is sin, God gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And while we face death all day long, We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. And we are confronted by so many things. Trouble, hardship, and dangers and such. All things that separate or that threaten to separate us from God. We are also promised by God's word that nothing will be able to snatch us out of God's hand, nor will anything be able to separate us from his love that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is with us. For he is our good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. And one day, he will come back to take us to be with him in his heavenly mansion. The mansion that he has gone before us into heaven to prepare for us. And he will welcome us into his kingdom one day with the words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And he will wipe every tear from our eyes, and he will place upon our heads the crown of everlasting life. And all this God will do for us because his one and only Son, Jesus, gave himself on a cross as the sacrifice for our sin. And because he rose from a grave victorious as the conqueror of death. Because of God's great love and because of Jesus' sacrifice, our sins have been forgiven, they have been forgotten, and they have been removed from us as far as the east is from the west. No matter how often God's law convicts us of our sin, God's gospel also then absolves us of our sin. Thus, even when we can't distinguish between the two, and we wrongly apply the law, and we fail to cling to the gospel, God in his love still forgives us. The gospel always has the last word for those who walk in faith. Always. But both doctrines are important, and both are necessary. We need God's law in order to make us aware of our sin. For without an awareness of our sin, there would be no recognition of our need for a Savior. And we need God's gospel also. For without the gospel, there would be no knowledge of God's forgiveness. And there would be no gift of salvation. The law and the gospel. These are the two predominant doctrines of the Holy Scriptures. To know them is essential for reading and understanding God's word and for being Lutheran. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.